弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
一眨眼又是一年了。
Time flies.
我们经文已经读过了，我们就不再重复了。
We're not going to repeat the same verses again.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你招聚你的儿女在你面前。
And thank you for gather all your sons and daughters in front of us.
感谢你赐给我们你的话语，
I thank you for all your words.
也感谢你与我们同在。
I thank you for being with us.
我们将以下的时间交在你的手中，
We give all our time in your hands.
求你分别出来，
And please separate us from the world.
向我们的心说话。
And speak, talk to our heart.
我们也将感恩归给你。
And we thank you.
我们如此祷告，奉主的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus' name.
阿门。
Amen.
有没有常常听人家讲一句话，
Have you ever heard a phrase?
叫做"真实的自
Just be yourself.
”？这个话听上去很励志。
And be yourself. That sounds very encouraging.
我做什么事情都不需要管别人怎么想。
No matter what I do, I don't have to think what others think about me.
我很自由地活在人的面前。
I live with total freedom.
这些话似是而非。
And this phrase sounds right, but also a little strange.
千万不要把这种话当成人生格言。
And please do not take this kind of phrase as your model in life.
什么叫做真实的自己？
What does it mean by to be a true self?
说白了，就是我要按照我的本性活着，
And the fact it really means I just live the way I was.
不要管别人怎么看。
And don't care about others.
为什么这个话听上去有道理呢？
And why it sounds a little, this phrase sounds reasonable?
因为这样想的人，
Because whoever think this way,
他其实把神排除在他的生活以外，
he exclude God in his life.
我们当然不需要很累的活在人面前。
Of course, we don't have to be very tiring thinking about others all the time.
但是神的儿女需要活在神的面前。
But as sons and daughters of God, we need to live in front of God.
没有别人可以给我们的一生下定论。
We don't need to take any judgment by others.
但是有一天，神要给我们的一生下定论。
But one day, God will be our judge for our life.
所以，对于每一个基督徒来讲，
Therefore, for all the Christians,
我们是不是在乎我们的价值来源？
whether we value where the way we think coming from.
我们今天读的是马太福音第六章的一开头。
And for today's verse of Book of Matthew, first six verses in chapters of six.
整个马太福音的5章、6章、7章，
For the entire book of Matthew, for the entire three chapters of five, six, and seven.
有一个名字啊，来总括这个3章，叫登山宝训。
And there's one theme, and that theme is called Sermon of the Mount.
那有人把登山宝训称为天国的宪章，The Constitution of Heaven。
People call this Sermon on Mountain as the Constitution of Heaven.
为什么叫天国的宪章？
And why it's called the Constitution of Heaven?
因为这几章的圣经就好像一个国家的宪法。
Because these three chapters are just like constitutions of our worldly countries.
宪法不是告诉你你应该做什么，不可以做什么。
Constitution doesn't tell you what to do and what not to do.
它不是刑法，不是 criminal law。
Constitution are not like criminal law.
宪法是描述一个国家的基本价值观。
Constitution describes the basic fundamental value of a country.
所以，登山宝训，它不只是告诉我们应该做什么，不可以做什么。
Therefore, Sermon on the Mount doesn't only tell us what to do, what not to do.
登山宝训里面的内容有很多，不需要圣经告诉我们，我们也知道。
There are many things described in the Sermon on the Mount. Even the Bible didn't tell us, we should naturally just knew.
有很多的内容是在我们天然的良知里面就有的。
Because many of them are baked in our common sense.
那他为什么还要讲说什么不可杀人啊，不可奸淫啊？
And why it still try to describe don't kill?
这是神从他的视角来向人描述什么叫天国。
That's basically how God tried to describe the way heaven is to us.
那我们今天读的第六章呢？
And today for the chapter 6 we read.
我们发现，在第六章的前半部分讲了三件事。
And we will discover three things that talk about in this chapter.
In
But
the first half of the
for the
chapter,
first half of the chapter.
和合本圣经是有小标题的。
There are little small subtitles in the Chinese version of the Bible.
你可以看见有一个小标题叫“论施舍
The first one is called Giving to Needy,
”，一个叫“论祷告
and then the second one is prayer.
”，一个叫“论进食”。
The third one is fasting.
这三件事情组成了一个很重要的段落。
And the three themes are composed a very important paragraph.
这个段落里提到的三件事非常特别。
And these are very three special things.
这是一个人信仰生活里面的一些元素。
And those three themes are actually three fundamental elements of our private spiritual life.
但是这三个元素呢？和其他的信仰生活不太一样。
And these three elements are very unique to other spiritual life.
施舍、祷告、进食，
Giving the needy, giving to the needy, pray and fasting.
这些事情不是公开的生活。
These three things, we never live them out publicly.
一个犹太人如果要去会堂献祭，
If one Jewish went go to synagogue to sacrifice,
所有人都看着你。
everybody can see it.
他们如果去会堂聚会，
If they go together in the synagogue,
所有人都看得见。
everybody can see it.
你要去教导，
If they go to teach,
边上人都看得见。
everybody can see it.
特别是犹太人去当时的圣殿捐钱的时候，
Especially when they go to give their money in the synagogue.
他们会换成金属的钱币丢在这个桶里面，所有人都听得见。
They convert their currency into metal coins and everybody can hear it, can see it too.
这些部分的信仰生活都是公开的信仰生活。
And those are what we call public spiritual life.
但是主耶稣在这一段话里面提到的三件事，
But the three elements that we're reading today mentioned in the verses
应该是每一个人在私下里面完成的。
are all done privately by everyone.
别人看见，别人不看见，他都应该去完成的。
No matter if people see or not, we have to carry on doing it.
这三件事完全考验自己的内心。
The three things test us all the time.
这三件事考验我们跟神的关系。
These three elements test our relationship with God.
这就是为什么主耶稣专门要挑这三件事来讲信仰的生活。
That's why Jesus specifically picked the three things to talk about.
主耶稣讲的许多的话都会直击我们的内心深处。
Many words Jesus said directly in the Bible can hit us straight in our heart.
如果我们仔细的去思想这些经文，
If we think of those verses carefully,
我们会发现，
we could realize that
我们离神国的标准真的是太远了。
we are far below the God standards.
那在我们 仔细的讲前面的四节经文之前，
So before we go deep dive into these four verses,
我还要讲一个重点，
I want to also talk about a point.
就是如果我们看整个马太福音的第六章，
If we read the entire book of chapter 6,
这里面有一个短语啊，是常常出现的。
there's one short verse that's been mentioned oftentimes.
哪一个短语呢？
And what is that little short verse?
就是你们的父。
Your Heavenly Father.
第一段里面讲天父的赏赐，父在暗中查看。
Heavenly Father, reward from Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, see you in secret.
说到祷告的这一段，
When talk about prayer,
祷告你在暗中的父，
and prayer, and Father in secret.
你父在暗中查看，
Oh, Father, see you in secret.
你们的父早已知道了，
Father, know long beforehand.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father.
你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
Your Heavenly Father will forgive your sin.
第三段在讲进食的时候说：“你的父在暗中查看。
Verse 3, your Father see what's done in secret.
”后面还有很多。
And there are many same examples.
整个这一段话里。
For this entire chapter,
每一个内容都跟我们有一位天父有关系。
they all related to we have a Heavenly Father.
如果我们没有这一个基本的认识，
And if we don't have this fundamental on this awareness,
没有这一个父作为这一整个这个教导的基础，
and if Heavenly Father is not positioned in the center of this whole teachings.
所有的教导都变成了一个道德规劝。
And all the teachings then only become from morality's perspective.
我们的老祖宗孔夫子从来就是这么教学生的。
Our ancient saint not saint, no, Confucius that's how he teach his students.
这样比较好，
You do this way, which is good.
那样比较高尚，
You do it that way, that sounds noble.
这样比较特别，跟别人不一样。
You've done it this way, make you special.
那如果我们来讲这些圣经这些话题的话，
And if we talk about the similar verse in Bible,
啊，你们做事情啊，不要太张扬。
if we talk it in a way how Confucius teach, oh, when you donate, don't make it too outgoing.
啊，不要把好事就都做在别人面前，让别人夸奖你，这样很骄傲。
And when you do good things, don't let everyone see so that you may be very proud.
如果我们知道这章圣经是在描述父眼中合他心意的儿女，
If we knew that the verse that we read describes how Christians need to behave as God's wish,
当我们来读这些经文的时候，
then when we read the Bible verses,
我们会从这些经文里去探索我们跟神的关系。
We will then start to discover deep relationship between us and God.
基督徒知不知道我们有一位父是非常重要的。
It's very important for us Christians to fully understand we always have a Heavenly Father.
一个孩子在孤儿院里面长大，
If a kid is born in orphanage,
和一个孩子在一个家庭健全的环境里长大，
versus a different kid grown up in a happy family.
他们的心态是完全不同的。
They'll have completely different mindset.
一个孤儿院里面长大的孩子是极没有安全感，
The one born and raised in orphanage always lack of security.
他很有可能做很多的事情，为了满足自己的安全感，
He often do lots of things to satisfy his needs for the security.
然后他就会有很不一样的表现。
He will behave completely different.
如果一个孩子在非常安全的家庭里长大，
For kids that grown up in normal, happy, secure families,
我不是说这样的孩子就一定健康。
I'm not saying all these kids are always mentally healthy.
但是他很少会有安全感的问题。
But at least he never lack of security.
因为他知道他有一位父始终是他的后盾。
Because he knew he has a father that's back him up all the time.
那基督徒应该明白。
So same for us as Christians.
我们有一位父。
We have a heavenly father.
他是无所不知的。
He knows everything.
他是无所不在的。
He's everywhere.
他也是无所不能的。
And he's capable of anything.
所以在圣经里形容这一位父的时候，
So that's why in Bible when describing this heavenly father,
我们就应该去多思考这位父对我们来讲是什么样的。
we should think more how this father is to us.
这位父是我们看不见摸不着，
We don't really see this father physically, nor we can touch him.
但恰恰是因为看不见摸不着。
But just because we cannot see or touch him,
他值得我们去敬拜，
he's worthy our worship.
需要我们去相信。
We need to believe in him.
圣经说的在暗中
The Bible says,
，in the dark，
in the dark.
它是跟我们现在的有限的时间、有限的空间相对的。
It's relative to our finite time and space.
我们现在有限空间里的东西都是能够接触的，
In a finite time, under the finite time and space, we can touch things.
但是你任何一个眼睛可以见的，你手可以摸的东西，
Anything our eyes can see, our hand can touch.
你跟别人说这是我的天父，
And you tell him, oh, this is my heavenly father.
别人会怎么觉得？
What do other people think?
你怎么会去说？这个看得见、摸得着的东西是天赋呢？
How come you say this touchable and visible things is your heavenly father?
哪怕是祭拜偶像的人都不会想，这不会这么想。
Even people worship random idols won't think that way.
我们所信的神如果是超越的，
If the God we believe in really is beyond our imagination,
那一定是看得见、摸不着。
then that has to be untouchable and invisible.
我们的父既然在暗中，
And if our Heavenly Father is in the dark,
他就一定是一位测不透的神。
that he's 100% unmeasurable.
我们也许想搞明白很多的事情，
And even if we want to figure out many things,
我们可能试图的预测很多的事，
Sometimes we try to predict many things.
但是神却借着圣经告诉我们。
But through Bible, God is telling us,
在神的世界里，
in the world of God,
有许多的奥秘。
there are so many mystery.
所以，当圣经写到神的时候，
That's why when mentioned God in Bible,
说关于神的事，
things about God,
人所能够知道的，
And that for the part that human can't understand.
那既然说到有人所能知道的。
And we talk about to the extent of what we can understand.
那就肯定有人所不能知道的。
And the vice versa of it is just the part that we cannot understand.
那我们能够知道的神的部分，极小极小。
And the part that is for us able to understand is a tiny piece compared to the part that we don't understand.
因为他在暗中，
Because he's in the dark.
他是一个奥秘。
He's a mystery.
那这样的一位父，
And this Heavenly Father,
如果我们知道他有多好，
if we truly knew how good he is,
我们就有福气了。
then we're really lucky.
如果我们想要认识他，
If we truly want to know him,
真的把他当成父，
and really take him as our father,
我们的心里面就会有真实的平安。
Then we can have true peace in our heart.
在地上的世界，
Our worldly world,
什么叫平安？
what's peace?
没有战争叫平安，
Maybe there's no war, then there's peace.
没有麻烦叫平安。
If there's no trouble, then there's peace.
可以用钱解决的问题解决了叫平安。
Anything that's solvable by money, that's peace.
可能也有人用权力解决问题。
Or maybe not money, but through your power.
总之，我们觉得没有问题就是平安。
Regardless, if think about peace, would you think about there's no problem?
但是，一个人内心深处真正的平安，
However, deep down in our heart, the real peace
是这一个地上不能用东西去换取的。
is not tradable or for anything in this world.
只有那一位赐平安的父。
The only it's only Heavenly Father that can give that peace.
他也能解决我们人最深处的问题。
It's only Him that can solve the deepest problem down your heart.
所以，《马太福音》的第六章，
Therefore, the Book of Matthew, chapter 6,
他借着很多的行为上的要求，
through many requirements for us, through behavior.
是让我们去体会到我们有怎样的一位父。
To let us understand what kind of Heavenly Father we have.
我们越认识这一位父和他的性情，
And the more we know this Father and his temper,
我们就越能够行出第六章里面讲的很多的内容。
the easier for us to behave, just like it's how it's described in the book.
如果一个孩子在一个家里面，
If a kid grew up in a family,
他认识这位父亲有多好，
And he knew how good his father is,
有多丰富。
and how great his father is.
他知道什么事情讨父亲的喜欢，
And he knew exactly how to please his father.
这个孩子就容易活出一个讨父亲喜欢的生活。
And this child can live a very lovable life by his father.
这个父亲就不需要像监狱长一样去告诉囚犯你什么时候应该做什么，不可以做什么。
And this father don't have to act as a warden in the prison to tell his prisoner how to behave.
我不希望弟兄姐妹活在神的面前是战战兢兢的，像活在监狱里一样。
I wish brothers and sisters don't live in front of our Heavenly Father like prisoners in front of the wardens.
当然，一个人如果不认识他的父神，
Of course, if you don't know Heavenly Father,
他自然而然就会有很多的行为是不符合神的喜悦。
Then you will behave in many wrongful ways that God dislike.
那我们今天读的这一段呢？
And the chapters that we're reading today,
他一开始就讲，
at the very beginning, it mentions,
你们要小心。
be careful.
我们读圣经常常会漏掉一些短语。
We oftentimes skip words here and there when reading Bibles.
我们背圣经的时候，
If we try to recite Bible,
我们很有可能，
It's very likely
我只
that
是说有可能啊，我没有说都是这样啊。
I'm only saying likely.
我们很有可能背成“不可将善事行在人的面前
We could recite the Bible in a way that don't practice your righteous in front of others.
”，前面那个话没有了。
And then we skip the very beginning's two words.
但是这一句话的开头是“你们要小心
But at the very beginning of the same sentence, it reads, be careful.
”。那有没有前面的这个话，后面的话的语气都不同了。
With or without, be careful, the entire tone sounds different.
我们什么时候跟小孩子讲你们要小心？
At what occasion we talk to our kids, we will say, be careful.
只有他们有碰到危险的时候，
Only when danger is in front of them.
遇见有可能给他们带来伤害的事情，
Anything that's harmful nearby.
才会跟他们反复强调你们要小心。
We then will repeatedly tell them, be careful.
说明主耶稣后面讲的问题是一个严重的问题。
This means the problem Jesus tried to unfold to us is a very serious problem.
那这个问题严重在哪里呢？
And how serious this problem is?
我们每一个人生命的时间和资源都是很有限的。
For everybody here, our time in life is so limited.
不管我们一辈子活多久，
No matter how long you live,
我们真正能够做的事情没有那么多的，
we can only do that many things.
也许你能力强一点，
Maybe you are stronger in some areas.
你可能资源多一点，
Maybe you have more resources than others.
那就稍微做多做一点。
That you can do more.
那不管怎么样， 每一个人都是非常有限的。
But regardless, we are very limited.
但是我们在这么有限的时间和资源里面，
Within limited time and resource,
这些要决定我们生命的价值。
we need to live out the best of our values.
一个人生命中最可怕的，
The most horrified things in our life,
除了死亡以外，
except death.
大概最可怕的就是没有用。
Except death, the most horrifying things in our life is being useless.
我们家里面有很多垃圾，
I have many, I call them garbage in my family, in my home.
都是我曾经觉得很有价值的东西。
And they are all things that I used to think are valuable.
到哪里去旅行？
When I travel to anywhere,
啊，这个很好看，那个很可爱。
this looks great, that looks awesome.
啊，什么冰箱贴啊，
For example, fridge magnets,
装饰品啊。
anything decoratable for homes.
但是你去多了，去久了以后，发现什么？
When you travel so often, what do you realize?
都是垃圾。
They're all just garbage after all.
特别是我想到将来有一天我要搬家。
Especially when I think of one day in the future I might move.
我现在越来越多想这件事情，
And I think this more often now.
可以让我少买很多垃圾。
And the more I think about it, the less garbage I buy.
你家小朋友也是，
Same with my child.
小时候生日的时候，
When they're little, have to have a birthday party.
小朋友的 party
The party among kids.
都会收来一堆礼物。
They often gather many gifts.
那大人就是看看那一罐子礼物。
And for us adults, when look at those gifts,
我们都会想，这有什么用？
and we often think what to do with them.
但是他们看得很开心啊，
But for them, it's the source of their happiness.
买的时候也很开心啊。
They just got happy when they have any gifts.
但这些东西都是人的时间和资源去换来的。
But we get all these gifts and to swap with a swap our life and time.
但是这些东西最后都变成垃圾。
And after all of them become garbage.
我们假想有一个人，
And let's imagine there's one person.
这个人一辈子都在收这些东西。
And he spent his entire life collecting those things.
英文有个词叫 hoarder 啊
Oh, the English words, there's a
，hoarder 就是把很多东西都藏在家里面。
oh, there's a type of person he's called a hoarder who collect enormous garbage at home.
他觉得说这个东西一个也不能丢。
But to them, none of them are garbage. They're all treasures.
那这些东西都占据了他生命里的一切的资源。
And all these things filled up his life and used up all his time and resource.
那作为基督徒，
As Christians,
我们要做很多事情，
we have to do many things.
我们不见得买很多东西，
We might not buy so many things,
但是我们肯定要做很多的事，
but we still have to do a lot of things.
而且有很多的事啊，看上去是非常好的。
And many things looks great.
基督徒有爱心，
For example, we have mercy, love.
帮助有需要的人。
We help people who in need.
基督徒有爱心，帮助社会上的人。
We try to help people who have problems in society.
基督徒有爱心，帮助自己的家人。
we love to help families.
但是主耶稣讲，
But Jesus said,
你们要小心。
"Be careful."
虽然很多人在做看上去很对、很好的事，
Even though many people are doing things that looks great and sounds great,
很有爱心的事，
but very, very righteous looking things,
但只要这个事情你想行在人的面前，
but as long as you are doing them in front of people,
这是危险。
it's very dangerous.
危险的道理是什么？
And why it's dangerous?
是因为你没有办法得天父的赏赐。
Because you lose the gift from God.
Lose the
Re-reward,
reward。
reward from God.
你说没有赏赐，没有赏赐咯。
You might think, okay, no reward, no problem.
没有赏赐不是 一件中性的事情。
Have received no rewards, is not a neutral, is not a neutral consequence.
人本来是应该用他的资源和时间去讨神的喜悦。
Because we are supposed to utilize our time and resource to please God.
如果我们所行的事，
If whatever things we do,
一生下来，就是一辈子下来，
through our entire life,
最后都没有得到神的认可。
and at the end is not recognized by God,
神说这没有奖赏，
God said, sorry, there's no reward.
不算。
It doesn't count.
那的意思就是这个人一辈子白活了。
That means we waste our entire life.
人的价值就没有了。
There's no value in anything in our life.
我们谁也不会想要被人家骂自己是垃圾。
And none of us would like to be categorized as garbage by others.
但是人如果一生都被荒废了，
But if we just waste our life like that,
那在神面前就变成了垃圾。
then we are garbage for in God's view.
这是很可怕的事情。
And that's very dangerous. That's an awful thing.
哦，所以这个。主耶稣说：“你们要小心。
Therefore, God said, be careful.
”但是，
However,
在人的天性里面，
in our nature,
我们非常不喜欢这种没有办法被人认可的感觉。
we really hate to be not recognized by others.
我们不一定要故意的去天天告诉别人我干了什么。
We might not really need to tell anyone that what we did good every day.
那样也显得很俗气，对吧？
That looks weird too.
但是我们内心的深处，
But deep down in our heart,
我们何等渴望我们做的很多事被人知道。
we just naturally want people to know what we did that's good.
真的不是故意的，
And it's not really by purpose.
但是这是天性驱使。
It's just the way we were.
我去年11月份的时候。
Last November,
因为我爸爸在国内做手术，我回去看他。
my father went through a surgery and I went back to visit him.
我在一个医院的门口就看见一个女孩子，
In front of a hospital, I saw a little girl.
因为她戴着口罩，什么看不清，大概20多岁。
She was masked, but I can tell still she was about around 20, 30.
那蹲在那里哭，
She was there crying.
那一看就不是这种专业乞丐。
And I knew she's not a professional beggar.
那他边上前面还写了一个条子，哈，写了一点东西。
There's some big words written in front of some paper in front of her.
那我就顺手给了他一点钱。
Then I give her some cash.
回头之后啊，我就马上发消息给我老婆。
And right after this, I sent my wife a text message.
哎，我说今天这个医院的门口看见一个。这个女孩子很可怜，我给她点钱。
I told her I'd give somebody some cash today in front of the hospital.
我绝对没有想要用这个话去这个邀功啊。
Of course, I'm not trying to try to get some reward for my wife.
我觉得这是一个很正常的交流。
At the time, I just thought it's a very natural way to communicate.
但是我发给她以后。
But after I text her.
我的心里面呢，就会有那个声音，
There's a voice in my mind.
因为那个时候我正好要讲这篇道，
Because at the time I was preparing this preachings.
这个声音就告诉我：“你看看你，
And this voice in my mind tell me, look at you.
你多么自然的就把刚才你做的好事去告诉别人。
And how natural you are to tell what you just did to others.
我告诉别人又不是去期待别人夸奖我，我只是跟人家讲一声而已。”
Of course, I'm not expecting any praise from others. I'm just telling them what I did.
但是那一个告诉别人，却给我的心里面带来一种满足感。
But just because I tell people, that satisfies myself.
然后我也会发现，
And also, I discovered that
很多的事情都是这样。
many things work the similar way.
如果我不告诉别人我做了什么，我心里面是非常难受的。
If I don't tell others how good things I did, I just feel weird.
主耶稣告诉人要小心，
Jesus told people, "Be careful."
他并不是在这里说你做了好事不可以告诉别人。
Jesus wasn't saying you cannot tell people that you did good things.
主耶稣是在问每一个人。
Jesus was actually warning everyone.
你任何的行为到底是以谁为中心？
What's the centerpiece that when you think of when you behave?
当我们做了任何的善事，
And any goodies that we did,
会很自然的告诉别人，
if we naturally just tell others,
或者说喜欢在别人面前做一些善事，
or if we just try to show off to others that I can do good things,
那整个这个事情是围绕着我自己的。
then the entire purpose of doing those good deeds are centered by us.
我当时给那个女孩子这个那天一点钱的时候，
When I give that little girl some cash,
我当时真的是为她好，
At the time, I feel like I'm helping her.
谁也不认识谁，对吧？
I don't know her, and she doesn't know me.
但是我做完这个事之后，
But after I give the cash out,
我里面的成就感就需要被认可。
that little accomplishment feeling in my heart need to be recognized.
我至少要告诉一个人。
At least I can tell one person.
好了，现在我现在告诉所有人。
And now I'm telling now everybody knew it.
这不是什么好事啊！
And that's not great. No, that's not good.
这是人里面的私欲给人带来的那种那个诱惑。
And it's actually the temptation tempted by our own private satisfaction.
在这个时刻，神是怎么看的，已经变得没有那么重要了。
And at this moment, how God view us is no longer important.
而基督徒的生命成长中，
During our spiritual growth, for all Christians,
他重要的是，他必兴亡，我必衰微。
the most important thing is, he needs to grow. I need to go.
He must prosper.
He must prosper. I must become less.
就是我们天然的生命应该慢慢的缩小。
It's that old me need to grow smaller and smaller.
基督的生命应该慢慢的成长，
And the life of Christ within us need to grow bigger and bigger.
我们才会越来越像主。
And that's how we can become more like God.
有的人说，
And there's some people say,
你做什么事情都寻求天父的赏赐，你是不是太功利了？
if everything you do, you are pursuing reward from God, are you too,
太功利了，怎么讲？Like profit oriented？
You sure?
No, no.
Are you a little too profit oriented?
寻求赏赐不是什么坏事。
Seeking reward is nothing bad.
神造人的时候，
And when God create human,
他其实就把这样的一个天性放在人的里面。
He give this natural thing within us.
一个愿意做，
If somebody is willing to do
一个
something,
愿意给，
and if somebody is willing to reward,
这本身就是一个健康的关系。
and it's a natural ecosystem and relationship.
亚当在伊甸园里面，
And when Adam was born in the Garden of Eve,
亚当不是奴隶啊，
Adam is not a slave.
亚当是个自由的人啊，
Adam is a man with freedom.
但神派他管理他那个园子。
And God sent him to organize that Garden of Eve, to manage that Garden of Eve.
也让他享受所有树上的果子，
And also let him enjoy with freedom all the fruits on the trees,
当然除一个以外，
except one.
是所有树上果子都可以享受的。
All fruits on all the trees except one.
这本身就是一个健康的关系。
And this is a very healthy relationship.
亚当完全不需要跟神说。
Adam has no need to tell God,
啊！我今天干了这个，我今天干了那个。
Today I did this, tomorrow I did that.
那、啊、然后神，你要多奖励我一点，给点
And
工钱。
then you have to reward me with some money.
他不需要，
You don't have to.
在那一个没有罪恶的世界里，
In that world without sin,
他跟神之间的工作和奖赏的关系是那么的自然。
The relationship of work and reward is just very natural.
如果我们所行的善事，
If all the good things that we do,
叫我们喜悦得着称赞，
make us being praised,
然后真的有人称赞我们，
and if somebody really praise us,
那我们真的就得到了我们想要的。
then we really got what we want.
我们本来行善的时候，
Originally, when we do all these good deeds,
我们只希望那个人得到他想要的。
all we want is the people being helped got what they want.
结果在我们的心里，
But as a result, in our heart,
我们的欲望也想让我们得到一些什么。
our will make us want something too.
然后别人就按照我们的欲望给了我们。
And then, based on our own will, other people give us something.
我们就得到了我们想要的。
And then we got what we want.
那神就跟我们说，
God, and then speak to us.
你心里面真的想要这个？
Do you really want this in your heart?
你想要得到肯定？
You want to be recognized?
你想要得到你觉得有的那个价值感？
You want to be valued?
你觉得你有实行了公正？
You think you did the things in the righteous way?
你希望别人看你还不错
You want people to look at you and think you are good?
，OK，都给你。
Good, I give you all of that.
如果你只希望享用你的善行来获取这点奖励的话，可以，都给你。
If this is all the reward you want, then sure, I give you everything.
那我们在地上活得久的人就知道。
But for us who live long enough on this earth,
别人夸你一句，你能高兴多久？
how that satisfaction can last if people just praise you?
能高兴多久？
How long that happiness can last?
有人夸你一句，能高兴20年吗？
Can that last for 20 years if somebody praise you?
但日子太好过了，对吧？
Then life will be wonderful.
20秒可能都没有啊。
Maybe not even 20 seconds, brothers and sisters.
所以有的时候我去外面讲完道。
Sometime when I preach and outside,
有人说：“哎，弟兄，你讲真好。
people might come to me, hey, brother, your preaching was great.
”我就用圣经里面的一节经文提醒自己，
Then I will use one verse from the Bible.
他们曾经对假先知也是如此。
The false prophet was treated the same way.
我这个还是不是开玩笑的哈，我还是真的是这么想的，
And I wasn't joking. I really think exactly like this.
因为这个世上的好话，对的和不对的。都不应该成为我的动力。
Because my motivation should not be motivated from any words, good or bad from people.
有的人就是很礼貌的，就会跟你讲，讲得很好。
Sometimes people just politely said, "Oh, your preaching is great."
我问他说好在哪里，
And then I will ask him
他们
why it's great.
马上答不出来。
And they cannot say a word.
不管他的动机，不管他讲的对不对。
No matter what drive them to say so, or if it's even right or wrong,
人家对我客气，
when they are being polite to me,
我不需要当真。
I don't have to take it seriously.
人家真的对我好，讲我讲的好，
If they really think I had a good preaching,
这也不应该成为我的骄傲。
and that should not make me proud.
这个人不在讲台上的时候，很不容易遇见这种事态。
And when you're not in front of, when you're not preaching, you're not being tempted.
所以每一次读。马太福音这些话的时候，
Therefore, every time I read the book of Matthew, those words.
这个感受会越来越深刻。
This feeling just getting stronger and stronger.
天父不希望我们在地上得那么有限的奖赏。
Our Heavenly Father don't want us just to get the limited rewards from this world.
说你挺好的，说你不错的，那有什么用呢？
When people say you're good, you're great, what does that really mean?
如果将来这些事情在将来没有留下任何的影子，
If all the praise on this world doesn't leave any trace in heaven for the future,
这又有什么用呢？
and then what are they for?
雅各书告诉我们，新约的雅各书，
In the book of James,
一切美善的恩赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来。
It says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father.
如果你有机会，可以选择东西来赏给人。啊，对不起，如果你有机会可以选择奖赏，
If you have a choice to choose how to be rewarded,
或者你可以选择谁给你奖赏，
or if you can choose who to reward you,
你会选择做跑堂的，让顾客给你奖赏吗？
would you rather choose to be a busboy to be rewarded by your customer?
还是你要在皇帝身边工作，让皇帝给你奖赏。
Or you want to work next to an emperor and get rewarded by him?
一个顾客能给一个服务员的奖赏，和一个皇帝可以给出的奖赏是完全不同。
The amount of reward a normal customer can give you as a waiter compared to a big reward given by any emperor is completely different.
也许你做的事情都不一样哦。
Maybe the things that you did has the same magnitude.
你都是端一个盘子给一个人，
Maybe you're doing the same by holding a plate to somebody.
你作为一个营业，这个服务生，端一个盘子给顾客，
When you're a server, you hold a plate to the customer.
还是你皇帝身边的人端一个盘子给皇帝？
Or you're doing the same thing holding the plate but to an emperor.
顾客可以 tip 你5块钱，
Maybe you got $5 tip from your customer.
5块钱皇帝绝对是拿不出手的。
But that's not something emperor will give you.
所以，如果一个是皇帝，
So if one on one hand it's emperor,
他能够给的一定是好的东西。
the things he can offer to you must be great.
那我们的天赋比皇帝大多了。
Then our Heavenly Father is way bigger than a simple emperor.
在父神的面前，
In our Heavenly Father,
我们千万不要去选那一个次好的，
let's never choose the second best.
去得着那一个。要去，应该要去得着那一个上好。
And instead, we should choose the best.
我们时间要快一点。我们来看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
他说：“你们施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。”
It reads, when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
要叫你施舍的事情在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So that your giving way be in secret, then your father who sees that it's done in secret will reward you.
我们前面讲，
And in previously we talk about
我们做任何的事情，
anything we do.
我们不要期待别人的称赞，
And let's not expect any praise from others.
别人的认可完完全全比不上天父的赏赐。
Anybody's recognition has nothing to compare with God's reward.
但是第三节非常的特别，
But in the verse number 3, it's very special.
什么叫左手知？不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
What does it mean by do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing?
你的左手和你的右手都长在哪里啊？
Both your right hand and left hand, where are they?
都长在你的身上。
They're all within your body.
你是用同一个大脑来控制两条手的。
It's your one brain is controlling two hands.
有什么事情你右手做了，你左手不知道？
So what kind of things your left hand did, your right hand doesn't know?
不会的吧？
That doesn't make any sense.
所以这是比喻，对吧？
So it's really just an analogy.
就是右手做了这个事情，左手就当不知道一样。
It really means if your right hand did something, your left hand probably should just not know.
这个比喻在说什么？
And what this analogy is trying to say.
这个比喻在说，在即使在我们身体的里面，
This analogy was trying to say, even within us,
在没有别人的情况下，
even without anybody witnessing, only in us,
我们的左手都会想要右手知道他在做什么。
our left hand is willing to let the right hand know what he did.
右手也会想要知道左手在干什么。
And same with the right hand.
在我们的里面是有一个矛盾挣扎，
And this contradiction just naturally grow within us.
即使没有别人称赞我们，
Even there's nobody else out there praising us.
我们自己知道自己做了什么。
We knew what we did.
如果没有别人称赞我们，
If there's no praise from the outside,
我们自己称赞我们自己。
we try to praise ourselves.
我们整个人都非常希望自己被认可。
Our entire body just full of that willingness to be praised.
用个词讲，就叫沾沾自喜。
In Chinese verse, it just means
Self-indulgence。
self-endorsing all the time.
我很喜欢我做的事。
I really like what I do.
我怎么这么棒啊？
How good, I'm so great. How come I'm so good?
啊，这个带来的快乐可能比别人夸奖你还多要长一点。
And the magnitude of that happiness might last even longer compared to how others praise you.
我们会发现，在天国的标准里面，
And we can see that the standard in heaven,
应该是彻彻底底没有自我的，
there should be no self-endorsing.
彻彻底底没有自我。
Completely, none of those should exist.
可是我们发现，哇，这个哪有这样的人呢？
But look around, we probably never see such people.
这就是为什么登山宝训。
That's why for the Sermon on the Mount,
他不是告诉我们我们应该做到什么。
it's not about telling us what to do.
登山宝训是告诉我们耶稣基督的生命有多伟大。
The Sermon of Mount is to really emphasize how great our God is.
像我们这种本性不可能移的人，
And for people like us who can never just change ourselves,
因为耶稣的救恩，
and because of Jesus' salvation,
我们可以进神的国。
we can enter the gate of heaven.
登山宝训告诉我们，人进神的国的条件是什么？
So, what's the criteria of being accepted to heaven?
你必须是个义人，对不对？
You have to be a person with
但是你
righteousness.
这个义得有多少呢？
And how much that righteous need to be?
你这个义要超过文士和法利赛人的义。
This righteousness need to exceed righteousness from Pharisees.
在耶稣的那个时代，
In the age of Jesus,
文士和法利赛人的行为，
the behavior from the Pharisees people,
在一般的群众的面前，
to the normal human beings at the time,
他们是最棒的，
they're probably already the best and most noble.
他们是最标准的。
They are the standard.
所有人想要知道我要怎么干。
If normal people try to learn how to behave,
就得学他们。
then you learn from them.
所以，当耶稣讲你们的义不超过文士、法利赛人的义，不能进天国。
Therefore, Jesus said, if your righteousness didn't exceed Pharisees, you cannot enter heaven.
所有人都会惊呆啊！
And people will just be astonished.
一个人，我这些人已经够厉害了，我们都已经远远不及他们。
Because normal people think the Pharisees are already at the highest standards.
那怎么要超过他们？
How come we can exceed?
那他们又怎么样能超过自己呢？
How can they exceed themselves?
所以这个话没道理的。
That's why at the beginning the way Jesus talk about is very
人
contradictory.
听不懂啊。
People just don't get it.
所以耶稣后面才要讲说："你们真的知道什么叫不可杀人吗？"
Therefore, qu Jesus questioned them, "Do you really know what does it mean by don't kill?
知道什么叫不能奸淫吗
What does it mean by don't rape?
？Don't commit adultery。
Don't commit adultery." Sorry.
在当时的听众里面，
And within the audience at the time,
他们才会明白一点点。
then they can kind of start to understand.
像文士和法利赛人那样行为的完美。
Even with the perfection of the Pharisees at the time,
离真正的完美还有10万8千。
that standard is still far away from heavenly standards.
如果我们在这里行善，
If we are acting anything righteous
忍住不给别人知道，
and try to hold on to it, don't telling others,
忍住不沾沾自喜。
And try not to be the type of person to self-endorse.
离天国的标准还很远。
And even we can do that, that's still far away from heavenly standards.
那所有人都应该在天国外面。
Therefore, we are just all far away from heavenly standards.
我们没有一个人有资格可以进天国。
None of us is qualified under these standards.
但是，登山宝训是写给在天国里面的人的。
But the book of but the Sermon on the Mount is written for people who entered heaven already.
我们认真读《登山宝训》的时候，我们是以一个天国的公民的身份在那里读的。
When we read Sermon on the Mount, we're reading as a citizen in heaven already.
这不是一本移民法，
And it's not like an immigration law.
你要符合什么条件可以移民到天国？
Immigration law it describes what the qualification that qualify you to immigrate.
是主耶稣给了我们救恩。
It's actually Jesus gave us salvation
让彻彻底底的罪人现在可以进天国，
to let us full of sins, people like that, to go to heaven.
然后来看一看天国的宪章是什么样。
And then we can read what the constitution is like in heaven.
我们如果认识这一位父有多好，
If we truly know how good our Father is,
有多丰富，
how abundant he is,
有多愿意给我们奖赏。
how willingful he is to reward us.
我们就不会再太在意这个世上有限的、没有那么有价值的事。
Then we would no longer pay too much attention on the nonsense in this world give us.
我们很多时候都会去期待那一个必然报答你的父。
Oftentimes we are expecting the one that always rewards you, that Heavenly Father.
好，我们低头祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你将天国的宪章赐给我们。
Thank you for offering us the Constitution from heaven.
我们实在是有福的人。
And we really are full of we're full of luck.
我们能够有机会来看见你给我们天上的启示。
And we have the opportunity to see the revelation you showed us from heaven,
好像我们认识这一位美善的父。
so that we can fully know our Father.
求你赐给我们恩典，
And please give us grace.
让基督的生命在我们里面长大，
And let Christ of life to grow within us.
好叫我们的生命越来越像你。
And so that we can be more like you.
我们如此祷告，奉主的名。
And thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus.